Okay. 2705 Gleason Way, Season 2, Episode 2. We coming at you today talking about the Post Company and the Kellogg's Company. Mainly the Kellogg's Company. But it's just another one of our business-orientated episodes. Letting y'all know how a lot of these businesses that y'all go and support every other day, how they came up. And how that was a part of the Gleason Way. So we're talking about the Post Company and the Kellogg's Company. Sit on the edge of the seats today because it's a crazy story that you may not believe. It's 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out.
What way? The Gleason Way.
Okay, so like I said, 2705 Gleason Way, Episode 2, Season 2. We're talking about, basically this is a serious episode today. We're talking about the Post Company. We're talking about the Kellogg's Company. And we got a fan favorite back today. One of our co-hosts, Sly. He back today. Sly been down for a minute. Sly, tell him what's up, man.
Man, how y'all going out there in this land, man? We trying to get back, man. You know, it's 2022, and we just trying to get back. I'm trying to get back on my feet, literally. I broke my ankle.
Literally. So
I'm back.
All right, yeah, y'all. For those of y'all that don't know, I know a lot of y'all been sitting in your messages and everything. Get well soon, Sly, and everything. Sly, he's a roof worker, and he had him fell off the roof. And what you broke? Your ankle, your leg?
Well, it wasn't like I fell off the roof. I was out there. I did some goofy shit. So let's just say that.
Yeah, okay, we'll just say that. Anyway, Sly did some goofy shit, y'all, but he back. So everybody been asking me about Sly, when he coming back. Everybody loves Sly, so he back. So Sly, this our second season, bro, and we on some teaching this season, you know what I'm saying? But we also gonna get into our local shit, because everybody love you in our local segments. Either way it go, we talking about the Kellogg's Company today. So this how it's gonna start off. All right, so here it go. We got the Post Company, we got the Kellogg's Company. We're going to do this real quick, you know what I'm saying, smooth, like a little story, you know what I'm saying? So then what happened, Sly? We got two brothers, right? We got William Kellogg and we got John Kellogg. Okay, John Kellogg, just say me and you brother, Sly. I'm John. I'm the one that went to school. I'm the one that, you know what I'm saying, became a doctor. And a lot of people had, you know, stomach problems. This was around about the 1860s, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't no, basically, it wasn't no refrigeration. So anybody that needed food or anything like that, they had to go to their local markets. You know what I'm saying? So they at their local markets, they picking up meat, they picking up fish. Ain't no regulations on none of this shit back then in 1860. So you might get sick. So a lot of people got sick and they needed somewhere to go. So me, being the big brother, Big Kellogg, you know what I'm saying? I started a hospital, a sanitarium, what they called it back then. And it was called a Battle Creek Sanitarium. And what I did was I created this food that, it was basic. It was cornflakes. It was what we know today as cornflakes. And you know, if you're familiar with dietary problems or whatever, if you got problems that they give you stuff like grape nuts or Kellogg's cornflakes, because foods, you know, high in fiber, because that will make you regular. Fiber, you know, you take fiber one out of that to make you regular. So anyway, William Kellogg, the big brother, came up with this. So, the little brother, he barely even finished high school, you know what I'm saying? So, the big brother was basically looking down on him, you know, telling him, bro, you wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for me. You know, do what I tell you to do and be grateful for what I'm telling you. You know, little brother, he hated this the whole time, you know what I'm saying? You know, the same thing with you and your brother, if y'all had a business. If your brother's always looking down, you gonna have some kind of resentment on him, you know, the Gleason way. So either way it go, little brother.
That's in everyday life. You gotta like a hater looking your way of about something, a man or something.
Right, even if it ain't your family.
Some people are snobbish. He might have been an asshole.
Right, you know. Even if it ain't your family, it's somebody that got something negative to say about anything that you got going on positive that they ain't doing, you know. But either way it go, big brother, little brother got this business going on. So big brother created the Kellogg name. You know, that was their last name. But he made it big with people all across the country back in those days. They had problems, you know, with their stomachs and, you know, digestive problems. They would always go to the Kellogg Sanitarium because they know that it was good treatment going on there. So basically what happened, long story short, the Kellogg Sanitarium burned down one day. So when it burned down, the little brother said, hey, man, this shit done burned down, and I know you want to rebuild it, big brother. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all the money that you need to rebuild it and continue what you were doing. But at the same time, you ain't got to pay me back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you ain't got to pay me back. All I want you to do is, the Kellogg's that you were selling, give me that recipe and let me sell it, you know? And big brother Kellogg looked at that, and he was like, damn, he didn't want to do it because he's a doctor. He wanted to just use his, you know, cereal that he had created and make it whereas it's healing people. It's a medicine. And if you're a doctor, you know, you take the Hippocratic Oath for all this here and you want to just heal people. You ain't charging. You ain't out here for profit. You out here to help. So he didn't want to do it, but he was down on his luck right then when the sanitarium burned down. So what he did was he said, okay, bet I take your money, little brother. Do what you want to do. I'm going to rebuild my sanitarium and continue healing people. So that's how the deal went. You can sell the cereal, but I'm going to rebuild the sanitarium. So
where the brother was getting all this money from?
Well, see, the brother... what he did was he had got private investors to invest into him. So he had been raising money. So I think it might have been about $35,000 or whatever that he gave his big brother to rebuild a sanitarium at that time in the 1800s, the late 1800s, about to turn over to the 19th century. That was a lot of money comparable to our dollars, you know, today. That was about $2 million, you know. So that was a lot of money. If not $2 million, at least $1 million, you know. So that was a lot of money for Kellogg's, and he was down on his luck, so he took it. But this would come in at. Okay, so little Kellogg's finally get it. And the opposition to Kellogg's, which is still going to ultimately end up in, was the Post Company. And I'm pretty sure, Sly, you familiar with Post. You done heard of Post before. You know, they got the little red flag. Post make grape nuts. That was their biggest seller. They make Pop-Tarts.
There's phone going across it, right?
Yeah. Raisin Bran. Post make a whole lot of, you know, cereals and breakfast foods today. So how that ended up happening was C.W. Post, which was the founder of the Post Company, he had stomach problems. So he ended up going to Kellogg Sanitarium before it burned down. And he was there and he got to feeling good. He got to feeling better because of the cornflakes. He was like, damn, these cornflakes, he had the same idea as the little brother. These cornflakes, yeah, they healing, but they also a good food at this time because it wasn't no such thing as a breakfast food. People that were eating breakfast back then was eating basically they leftovers from the night before. You know?
Yeah.
So now it's a such thing as a breakfast food. So they both had the same idea. But Big Brother Kellogg's didn't have the idea, but now Big Brother Kellogg's ain't in it no more because he done sold out. So now it's between Little Brother Kellogg's and Post. And when Post was there, he got healed up and everything. And when he got ready to leave, guess what he did? That motherfucker left and he took all the recipes and he said he gonna start his own company. The Gleason. The Gleason way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dirty motherfucker. You know, you done went to this man's hospital, seen his miracle cure, and then with his miracle cure, once you got cured, you left there and then stole the cure. You know, he didn't steal it because Kellogg still knew how to make it, but he stole the recipe so he can make them profitable to himself. So now we got two people that got the recipe that's profitable to themselves. You know, and that's Little Brother Kellogg's and CW Post. All right, so like I said, so now those two got the recipe. So what Post did, he tinkered with the recipe, and he added a little sugar to it, and the sugar that he added to it was grape sugar. Cause you know he still wanted to be somewhat healthy, so he added grape sugar instead of regular cane sugar, and since he added grape sugar to it, what he ended up calling it is grape nuts. And I'm pretty sure everybody done heard of grape nuts, even if you ain't even ate them before. You done heard of grape nuts before, Andy Sly?
Yeah, I
heard. Yeah, yeah. You know, it was like I didn't try them before. They ain't the best. If you listen to the
no,
yeah, you
it's
know,
like you know what kind of food that is. I don't want to be. Disrespect no elders or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's basically, especially today. Now, back then in the 1800s, it was something revolutionary because it had sugar in it. And what Kellogg's did, they didn't have sugar in it. So it was a little something revolutionary, but today, in our standards, it was a nasty-ass cereal. But basically, Post was able to start up and prop up his company off of grape nuts, you know.
Yeah.
So, he basically added flour and oatmeal to it and sugar, grape sugar, and made granola as well. So
right now, it seems like they're having a pissing contest.
Right.
Trying to fight jockey position for who's going to be the top dog in selling the
season. Right. Because, you know, he had just installed his recipes, but he couldn't do the same recipe that he had because of the deal that Lil Kellogg's had to make John, so he could just put out the same thing, so we had to change a little bit. So since he gonna change to put sugar in it and shit that motherfucker like, you know what I'm saying? So that was something a little bit different that made Post a company. Post would have never been a company if they wouldn't have added negative, I ain't gonna say negative, but you know, if it's a health food and it's a medicine at first, sugar is not adding nothing positive to it. But he said that, hey, this ain't just to be positive. This is something that's going to be profitable. And what's more profitable than sugar? Sugar is a commodity amongst the world at this time, you know. All in India, and you know, they were selling sugar in pounds.
Man, everything you got sugar in.
Right, sugar was a delicacy. You had sugar and candy and all this was outside of the regular norms of what was, you know, substantial food. Yeah, substantial food, we need meat, we need bread, we don't need sugar. If you can afford sugar, you were doing good. And that was something that made grape nuts and granola bars from the Post Company profitable at this time, you know. But either way it go, moving along with the story, Slide, this is what happened next. Kellogg's and Post, Big Brother Post said, hey, man, you making all this money off of this. Yeah, I know I told you that if you gave me this so I could rebuild my hospital that burned down, I wasn't going to sell Kellogg's, but you making too much money. I want to sell Kellogg's again. So he started doing that. So what Little Brother Post did, John, he called put in the lawsuit. with the Supreme Court and said, hey, Supreme Court, this is the deal me and my brother had. I've been putting in advertisements from east to the west coast. Everybody know Kellogg's and all the magazines in Times Square, everywhere. If you see Kellogg's, you recognize it because of my effort, not my big brother's effort, you know. So the Supreme Court looked at it and said, you're right. The only reason Post is the, the only reason Kellogg's is the company that it is today is because of you. So we're going to honor what you're saying. So your brother can't sell those cornflakes no more in his name. So therefore, we erase Big Brother Kellogg's out the equation completely, even though he the one that created it. You gone because you weren't selling it. You weren't marketable. So now it's just Little Brother Post. I mean, now it's just Little Brother Kellogg's and CW Post. So CW Post is trying his best to take over because he's the only other, just like today. The biggest cereal brands are Kellogg's and Post. I don't care whatever cereal brand, what other cereal brands you got, it's basically under Kellogg's or Post. Yeah, we got Reese's Puffs, which is under Hershey's Company or something like that, but the main deal on the biggest series is Kellogg's and Post. So now what we got is Kellogg's going against Post. So Post, guess what happened to him? You know, he went to the sanitarium, right, to fix his stomach problems. But after he stole the recipe and left, guess what? His stomach problems come back. So now his stomach problems come back. So now he down in Texas. He in Texas. He right now today is still a place called Post, Texas. He founded a town down there where he was going to try to do whatever he could do to, you know, it was a rivalry going on. Whatever he could do to take over Kellogg's, he could never do it. Why? Because he got a bad stomach problem and he can't focus 100% of his energy on beating the Kellogg's company. Because first off, you sick and you don't know what's going on. So what ended up happening was Kellogg said CW Post said, man, I'm feeling bad. I'm probably about to die. What I need to do? I need to allocate my company to somebody else, my heir. Well, he didn't have no sons. So what he did was gave it to his daughter, the rights to the company. If he ever died or something happened to him, the rights to the company go to her. And her name was Marjorie Post. So Marjorie Post gets the rights to the company. And CW Post, in his last fighting days, he couldn't do what he wanted to do, and it was frustrating him too much. He ended up killing himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, I think there was a lot of egos, egotistical thing between
right.
him and his brother that just got too far out of the way.
Right. Egos got out of hand. And attitudes and everything out of hand. And at the same time, another thing we got to look at is the controversial part of it, too. You know, this was, at this time, it was in the 1920s, 1930s. It wasn't acceptable for a woman to be over $1 million company. So with CW Post leaving this company to his daughter, after he committed suicide in Texas, in Post, Texas. After he did that, it was controversial. Then everybody was like, ma'am, you can't do this, ma'am, you know. But the thing was, his daughter, she had that. She had the balls, even though she was a woman. Excuse my French or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She was a product of the Gleason way.
She really put Post on the map.
Like right, that. She put him on the map. Because what her daddy couldn't do, guess what? She could do.
Yeah.
And she did it to the best that she can do it, and it was made her family still relevant today. So either way it go, we can talk about this story long and long as we go. But the main thing is that this company was started, Kellogg's company was started just to be a medicine, but it ended up being a profitable thing to sell to everybody. They had a competitor, and the competitor tried to steal their recipe, but he couldn't do it the way the Kellogg's company could do it, and that was make Kellogg's right today a $4 billion company. And it makes Kellogg's the most profitable cereal or breakfast company in the world today, you know. So, also, the Gleason way, you know what I'm saying, Sly. It all go back to the Gleason way, you know what I'm saying. Who wouldn't do that? I don't care what you had to do. I don't care if you had to steal the recipe, CW Post, and give it to your daughter, CW Post, or even though whatever happened, it still involves in the Gleason way. You know, whatever side you're on, if you're on Post side or Kellogg's side, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that whatever side you're on, you made sure that you could spread that money and make things profitable for your side, the Gleason way. You know what I'm saying? It's 2705 Gleason way. We're going to get out of this. Y'all can do more research on this. I did a lot of research on this, and there's also a documentary that y'all can check out on Hulu, called The Foods That Made America. And that'll give you a little insight on this as well. But like I said, 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out. It's me and your boy Sly. We're about to move into our local segment right after this commercial break.
Foot. I don't talk to Foot. The man must stop smoking that dope. It's running him crazy.
Huh? Who said something about Foot? I don't talk to no Foot. But you better get on the good foot. Ow! I heard the man be over there smoking that dope. Smoking that dope. He got fast skin. He don't want me to win. He be lying on Stokes. Lying on Stokes. I seen it for myself. Somebody call the sheriff. Gotta find that dope. Smoking that dope. Oh, it's running him crazy. Anybody seen him lately? Smoking that dope. Smoking that, smoking that, smoking that dope. Say, huh? Who said something about Foot? I don't talk to no Foot. You better get on the good foot. Ow! I heard the man be over there lighting that green, lighting that green. But where the hell is the tree? Cause I want me a piece of them funky leaves. Funky leaves. I seen it for myself. Somebody call the sheriff. I gotta find that dope. Find that dope. Uh-huh, it's running him crazy. Anybody seen him lately? Smoking that dope. Smoking that, smoking that, smoking that dope.
Hey, Stokes. This your boy, the mayor. I heard all that stuff you were saying about me on TV. But let me tell you this, brother. I don't smoke nothing but chicken. And even if I did smoke reefer, that's my business. So how about you keep my name out your mouth? Before things really go down south, you can call the sheriff, the FBI, Bill Nye, the science guy, and I'ma still come out clean as a sex machine. Hell, I could have glaucoma for all you know. You see me squint my eyes in them press conferences. They say that weed help you see, and you don't want to see me. So back up off me, Kenny.
Uh-huh, it's running him crazy. Anybody seen him lately? Smoking that dope, smoking that, smoking that, smoking that dope. Uh-huh, it's running him crazy. Anybody seen him lately? Smoking that dope, smoking that, smoking that, smoking that dope.
Now come on, test me. I said, test me, you hog head lying bastard. You ain't gonna find nothing but moonshine and raw boo boo inside me. I'm healthy. I don't look like it. Your mama and your pappy, your uncle, your auntie need to stop smoking that dope.
Smoking that, smoking that, smoking that dope.
smoking that dope.
It was stated that if I take one, the man would take one. And I'm getting ready to take a drug test.
All right, so 2705 Gleason Way. Like I said, we back this week. We got our boy Sly back in here. We back at y'all ass. Here y'all with our local segment. Y'all been waiting on our local segment. Been hearing a whole lot of, you know, noise on the request lines and on the website and on the message line talking about when the next local segment coming, when Sly coming back. So we got a whole lot of local news going on right now that y'all might want to hear about. And you just heard that previous recording that was from a classmate of mine, Rita Brent. You know what I'm saying? So shout outs to Rita Brent. Basically, what she was talking about was Kenny Stokes and the mayor and the thing that's been going on with the mayor. So I'm going to turn it over to Sly. Sly, tell us, you know, what you think about what's going on, and I'm going to feed off you, bro.
Right now, I want to give out a shout-out to Rita Brett. You know what I'm saying? She's been a person that I've been close to without being close to. That's one of my sister's friends. And she's doing big things right now. Shout out to Ricky Smiley for putting her on. She's very talented. She reminds me of another comedian named DC Young Fly. Rita Brett can bow. She can play drums. She can sing. What can't she do? She mm-hmm. can dance. She can do all that.
Mm-hmm. Very talented.
Yeah, so shout out to her, man.
Right. So what you think about it, Sly? What you think about what we got going on right now? You know why the whole controversy is going on about this garbage contract. What's going on, Sly?
Right now, I think the mayor should have just settled down. I know Kenny Stokes should be
straightforward with his message.
Right.
You know, but he is correct. I know Kenny Stokes. He does things for this community that nobody else does around here. Within my ward three, I don't care what the other people be talking about Kenny Stokes, but he's gonna come check on these elders in this community.
Right.
And what I think about the garbage contract is these people are already paying. The garbage contract from the water bill around here.
Mm-hmm.
And what the situation is, the mayor wants another, I guess he wants another contract with someone else other than BFI.
Mm-hmm.
But BFI been around a long time. And,
yeah, waste management.
Yeah, waste management.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do their job around here, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it. I'm looking forward to putting my garbage out every Tuesday and Friday. They come early, and when I get home, my garbage cans are turned upside down. I'm on the street. I don't have no trash out in front of my yard when they done. I'm very happy with the service myself.
Right, they've been doing a good job. But the thing is, the mayor, in his eyesight, saying that, hey, this going to be more cost efficient. I'm thinking the new company out of New Orleans, the name is escaping me right now, but the new company out of New Orleans supposed to be supplying garbage cans and everything, you know, the big garbage cans for you to put your garbage in on the curbs, and they probably be picking up it. A slightly reduced price. So I'm not sure about that, but it's got to be something going on. The reason that, you know, if it was just a simple garbage contract and this and that, things would have been passed on and nobody would have known about it. It wouldn't have been news. But what's going on, Sly?
Well,
from previous events, such as the water system around here, I don't see too much of nothing going in the direction they were saying it was going to go in. The streets still are giving you potholes. Mm-hmm. They're fixing certain areas, you know what I'm saying? And they're forgetting about certain areas. And I don't understand why would you change the situation with the garbage. And you still haven't completed the system, the water system yet. Right. It's the same thing. Why would you want the water company to make less? And why would you want somebody else? You're gonna have to pay these people. Right. These people not coming in here for free.
That's what I want.
So
our people.
They
know.
Told us. They hold up. They told these elderly folks, when they switch these water things around, the price will be all right. But didn't you see an outrage of the water bill? Like,
right.
Shoot, I think it's about 4 or 5 years ago. It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And still, the water bills are high on these elderly people staying in these neighborhoods that really can't pay that right now.
Right. A water price is shooting up.
So I don't know what everybody is thinking about this, but in my mind, I'm thinking if it ain't broke right now, don't fix it until you get the previous situation resolved.
Right. So what you're saying is, Sly, we got other problems to deal with, because, like I said, I understand what you're saying, but also, you know, with the garbage situation, a lot of people don't know. You pay for your garbage to get picked up. You might not see it. You might not even understand that you're paying. But
yeah,
in your water bill.
It's linked with the water bill already. It's already linked with
when
the water
bill.
You
see it on your water bill.
Your garbage get paid through your water bill.
Yeah, you see it on your water bill. Sanitation fees or city fees or whatever that. That's your water bill. So what they doing is the previous cost has been about $15 per customer, which with all the customers in Jackson, which this contract involves more than that, but with just Jackson, is about $850,000 a year that these people are supposed to be getting and collecting, you know, with this contract. So It's a big deal going on, even though you might not even realize that you're paying for your trash to get picked up, but you are. You know, a lot of people didn't know that. I just want to put that out there. But go ahead, Sly.
Yeah, but and if you sit up there and do that, and you bring another company within this, you're going to pay more money.
Right.
I don't care how you see it. It really doesn't make sense to me. I mean, Kenny Stokes is right on this. And we got to do better. As people going out to these darn these city council meetings, because it's really getting out of hand off in there, and
right.
you got people arguing, and that doesn't make sense, because what does an argument lead to?
Right, it's a circus.
Emotional feelings, and people need to get out of there. It's about, where is the dollar going in the city?
Right.
And if you disagree with Kenny right now, I mean, that's your opinion. But my opinion is he was right. And then they go to all this pettiness with this dope and stuff.
Right.
I don't give a damn. Kenny
still say the mayor need to stop smoking that dope. He need to stop smoking that dope.
Now, what the mayor doing is smoking that meth or something, because I can't be goddamn paying no motherfucking bills, and this water ain't fixed around here already. It's already tied to the water bill, so what the fuck is you doing? You about to
smoke all the dope you want to smoke.
Get
my bills right. Smoke all the dope you want to smoke. Get my bills right. Get my gas prices right. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, We can look at that and we can say the mayor doing this, the mayor doing that. We just don't really know. Yeah, so what you were saying, Sly?
I was saying Kenny was right about this situation because we don't know what's going to happen with the other company that's coming in here and what they're going to charge.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gave us your plan with this. You've given us a plan and it fell through, but you trying to bring it back. And it's happening with the face of other people too. And the citizens got to pay this money, regardless of what anybody got to say.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
The streets are broken. Fix that first.
Right. And see, my thing about the garbage contract, and I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, like I usually do. I'm thinking that, just like the mayor said, hey, these council members, because that's what the lawsuit is about. The mayor said that these council members probably getting paid off or something. The reason they trying to make this contract go through, they getting paid off. When have you ever seen Ashby Foote and Kenny Stokes on the same stage? You know, maybe somebody's getting paid off. And even if they ain't getting paid off, I'm just thinking that maybe it's something going on where Waste Management, which is a huge company, maybe they take.
Man, hold up. Ain't nobody getting paid. Who got some money to pay some niggas out that's running for the city council? And see, let's make sense of this. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody can pay the mayor to do something if they got some big money in it or something, but you ain't finna pay no mayor top. The people that's trying to get in this damn garbage business is the people that's paying his mayor, or he got something behind it. See, you got to look at all that.
Yeah.
See, we got to look at the bigger picture. Everybody trying to get it the Gleason way. See, if he get this shit, this contract go through, he could probably be stuffing some money in his pocket.
Right. The Gleason way.
Want you to fix the goddamn street first and goddamn fuck that all that other shit.
So who may be stuffing some money in their pockets? The Gleason way. You see,
that's the main thing. I don't give a damn what he doing. But I don't want him stuffing none of our money in his pockets when it ain't broke. The damn garbage man work wonderful around here.
Right. And I know personally a couple people that work with Waste Management that will possibly lose their job through this. But that still doesn't deter me from saying that, hey, if we can get a better company.
Man, you know how many people ain't gonna be able to pay they child support. They done been sweating on them damn garbage thing for years and been trying to wait to retire. And these motherfuckers sitting around here playing with their money. Man, I be mad too. Y'all can't do people like that, man. You can't sit up here and put all that labor up on folks and bring nobody new in and just do that to them like that. This ain't, man, get them folks something.
Yeah.
If you gonna do that, buy them folks out their shit. Buy them folks out their goddamn years with their company and let them retire on that money. If you gonna do all that, you know what I'm saying?
Cause it's definitely gonna
you finna deter a lot of it's already a lot of bullshit killings around here anyway. You finna have folks back on the street doing some more shit they ain't wanna do. Now these people been working some if people work for Waste Management, they probably than spend some, you know what I'm saying, time or didn't graduate high school or whatever, but they got them job, man, and Waste Management plays good. They shit. I know people that work with Waste Management doing better than teachers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't understand the urgency to switch companies.
And that's the whole thing. Nobody understands the whole reason why this is going on. But it's going on for a reason. And that's what we're trying to get it at on 2705 Gleason Way. What's the reason behind this? You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're trying to get this to, if Lumumba, you know, just put all everything else aside. If he's trying to do this to make it so that everybody in Jackson pays less for the same service they're getting, congratulations to you. But if he's trying to do it to put it in another person's pocket where they get more money and he also gets some money off the side, then fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But we really, I don't know what's going on. And I know you don't know neither, Sly, but, you know, that's just something to keep in mind that we don't know 100%. So we just got to look subjectively and see what we think is going on. And that's what we're doing right now.
I'm about to tell you something else, too, that's been going on in the local thing, man. Them damn Lady Tigers over there at Jackson State, they get, they almost had it the Gleason way, boy. They pulled it up, boy.
Almost.
I seen that girl catch, look like she about to catch one off the rim up there, man. Shout out to them ladies, man. Shout out to Tamika Reed, the head coach. You know definitely what I'm saying? She doing her thing.
Also another Murr alumni.
Yeah, man, and she out here doing her thing, man, and her message is so strong about these HBCUs. I love that black woman, man. I put a fist in the sky for her. I want her to keep on doing her thing.
Right.
And we got to talk about this other little situation that I get further into that later about these folks butt hurt about Jackson State wanting to lead a SHC along the Southern Heritage Classic, you know, and I think that's about it for the local segment tonight, man. We'll need that for the next show. Talk about it, you know what I'm saying?
We'll say it to the next segment. But you definitely right on that. And another thing, we're gonna talk about the Brittany Griner situation too. But that's gonna be for next future segment, because there's some fuck shit going on as well. But anyway, it go. Y'all, 2705 Gleason Way. Y'all, give it up for my boy Sly coming back, you know what I'm saying? And blessing y'all with what do you think about what's going on right now. This 2705 Gleason Way. Hit us up. Make sure you hit us up on the website. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter. Make sure you hit us up on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, and anywhere else that you find your podcast. Leave us good reviews, because all that shit helps. And we'll be back at you soon as possible. Fuck with us, 2705 Gleason Way.